We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, charitable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east. Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs in Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Siatsat, Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Pure on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siash Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Changwon Telecom, on Green Island Channel 61 on Kwan U Cable, in Taipei City Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongchalu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Kualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Kualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'in County, Channel 97 on Goshen Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yaoling County, Channel 108 on Daoling Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuancheng Township on Baikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Ernadette City, Channel 26 on Oha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Swatasaling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan U Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Oha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayan Zur and Han'o District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. in Hotuth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin, in Undahan City in Hinti Province Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, in Sangshan City in Dorongob Province Channel 25 on Sunpower Company, in Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Willem.tel, and in Hamburg on Willy.tel using channel search for Supreme Master TV, in the Netherlands Channel 30 on Rekem Cable Network, in Slovenia Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in Colombia in Bogota Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor, in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal Channel 31 on Azul Parabolica Tunal Cable Company, in Boya Cariel El Encanto El Ojan Consolacion Palo Blanco Europa La Reliquia San Joaquin and Santa Alintia Channel 43 on Teleboya Cariel Cable Company, in Candelaria La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arrobitsadora Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Salero Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemarisco Cable Company, in Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Nitema. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nueva Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Ingativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivia, Channel 73 on A Tu Eve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand supports the rights of Indigenous people worldwide. In health news, an American study finds that pure fruit juice plays an important dietary role for young people. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Doctors for You, an Indian organisation that sends medical relief teams to areas affected by natural disasters. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 31st, is World No Tobacco Day, sponsored by the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO. Established in 1987 as part of WHO's Tobacco Free Initiative, this special day is observed around the globe to raise awareness about the lethal health risks linked to tobacco and to recommend measures to protect people from this dangerous addiction. This year's theme is Gender and Tobacco, with an emphasis on marketing to women. May life-affirming ways be adopted by all for vibrant well-being.
Fire. Hawaiian news. Thousands flee more rains and flooding in Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Dominican Republic. After a warning was issued for tropical storm Agatha in southeastern Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador on Saturday, May 29, Guatemala declared a state of emergency as the storm's heavy rains claimed 12 lives thus far. Emergency workers also warned that flooding from swollen rivers could worsen as drainage systems were blocked by ash from the recently erupting Pacay volcano. Although work had been underway to remove the ash, the rains also threatened to turn it into cement-like mud.
Meanwhile, torrential precipitation in neighboring El Salvador and Nicaragua caused at least one loss of life in El Salvador and two in Nicaragua, where the northwestern regions of León, Chinandega, Managua, and Estelí were worst hit, with some 2,000 people evacuated in the region. Several homes in Estelí province were damaged and military personnel had to airlift 24 people from the water-isolated town of San Francisco Libra. Heavy rain showers also caused problems across the Dominican Republic, including northern Espaillat province, where a bridge collapsed as mudslides crushed a home in Colina and 19 families had to be evacuated from San Pedro de Macorís. Flash floods also affected dozens of already disadvantaged residents in Dominica's southern Barahona province, also destroying recently repaired roads, as well as crops in Sánchez Ramírez and Comedero Arriba. Elsewhere in the region, Panama and Colombia were also recently hit by fatal rains.
When the nearby rain-related disasters were first reported in Panama and Colombia a few days earlier, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our association members please go, if possible, to offer any needed help. Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, she added that necessary funds would be available.
Our appreciation, officials, and all personnel working to ensure the safety of the rain-afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support extended to the vulnerable. May heaven protect the people of Latin America and the Caribbean regions as humanity strives to minimize such dangers through our kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Solutions and help for Gulf of Mexico oil spill. This past weekend, President Barack Obama made his second visit to the Gulf of Mexico to view the impact from Louisiana State's oil-stained coastline of what is being called the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history. He immediately ordered a tripling of personnel to areas where oil has already reached shore or is expected to within 24 hours.
Obviously, the concern is that until we actually stop the flow, we've got problems.
With the most recent efforts using mud and cement failing to stem the oil leak, personnel from energy company BP, along with a team of the world's top experts led by U.S. Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu, are moving on to other options.
Meanwhile, the European Union, Netherlands, and Spain are sending mechanisms known as sweeping arms, which can be attached to ships to contain the water-dispensed oil, while Australian NGO Transition International Group is sending hundreds of pounds of donated human hair, which has been shown to be more effective than state-of-the-art devices at absorbing the substance. Other efforts to assist include those of U.S.-based Crisis Common, which has developed a free iPhone application called Oil Reporter to facilitate notification of the presence of oil or injured wildlife. And 11-year-old artist Olivia Buller, who has raised thousands of dollars by donating her bird drawings to people who pledged funds to help in wildlife recovery. UK researchers at Bangor University have also recently discovered that certain naturally occurring microbes that derive their energy from the carbon found in oil are very effective at removing such pollutants as oil from water. We send our gratefulness for the persistent efforts of the personnel striving to halt the flow of oil, as we also thank all governments, organizations, and individuals for their thoughtful aid. Our prayers for the safety of animals and humans alike, and that such disasters subside through our greater kindness toward each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Nations reach consensus on nuclear non-proliferation talks. A month's negotiations have concluded at the United Nations among the 189 signatory nations to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, with participants reaching the first agreement in a decade on next steps to strengthen the goals of the NPT and move toward a nuclear-free world. The new accord includes the establishment by 2012 of a Middle Eastern nuclear-free zone, as well as countries suspected or confirmed to have nuclear weapons agreeing to sign and abide by the treaty, and for keeping nuclear programs open to inspection. Delegates from the five participating states at the conference who possess nuclear weapons also agreed to a timetable for negotiating the disarmament of their own weapons. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed the progress, stating the NPT must be at the center of our global efforts to stop the spread of nuclear weapons around the world, while pursuing the ultimate goal of a world without them. I applaud Your Excellencies, all participating countries and United Nations for these harmonious steps toward a more peaceful and humane world. We look forward to the day soon when all funding for weapons goes instead toward improving the well-being of people across the planet.
Hungarian Prime Minister takes office. On Saturday, May 29, Viktor Orbán was sworn in as the nation's prime minister following an overwhelming victory in elections earlier in the month. Prime Minister Orbán, who served as premier from 1998 to 2002 and currently enjoys the support of countless hopeful citizens, stated that his most important goals include restoration of the economy, boosting employment rates, and improving the healthcare system. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Orbán, on your promising position. May God bless Hungary with a bright future and serene relations among all fellow citizens and beyond.
UN peacekeeping troops reduced in Democratic Republic of the Congo. The UN Security Council adopted a resolution on Friday, May 28, authorizing the withdrawal of up to 2,000 troops by June 30 from secure areas. Effective July 1, the project's name will also be changed to reflect the longer-term goal of stability to United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in Democratic Republic of the Congo, or MONUSCO. Currently, a UN peacekeeping presence is planned in the Central African nation until June 2011, with citizens' protection its priority. United Nations Security Council and other UN personnel, we appreciate your efforts and continued commitment to safeguarding the warm-hearted Congolese people. May their lives and lands be graced with lasting harmony and peace.
German Keen wins Eurovision Song Contest. The three-day final competition concluded on Saturday, May 29 in Oslo, Norway, where singers and groups from 25 nations participated, as over 120 million viewers throughout at least 39 countries tuned in to watch and vote for their favorites.
19-year-old Lena Meyer-Landrut from Germany, a previous unknown, won the Heart of Europe and the annual event with her lively performance of Satellite, while Turkish group Manga and their energetic song We Could Be the Same were named as runners up, and Romanian duo Paula Selling and Ovi's Playing with Fire won third. As this year's winner, Germany, who took home top honors most recently in 1982, will host the show next year.
We join in the pride of your nation, Lena Meyer-Landrut, for your outstanding victory, as we also send accolades to all the Eurovision participants for their talented contributions. May the international language of music continue bringing hearts and minds together through such friendly and joyfully entertaining contests as these.
Apple iPad's hot international debut. People from London, UK to Tokyo, Japan queued in lines overnight to be amongst the first to purchase the iPad, Apple's most recent technological device. The lightweight, thin electronic pad, which is a little smaller than its paper notebook counterpart, facilitates lightweight and eco-friendly travel with its Wi-Fi connectivity and easy storage of digital editions of books, newspapers, and magazines.
What is iPad? iPad is thin. iPad is beautiful. iPad goes anywhere and lasts all day.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, HarperCollins, and Penguin are among those releasing applications that will allow viewers to download and read versions of their publications on the iPad, whose other features include a large touchpad keyboard and some 3,500 applications available to buy or freely download. Bravo, Apple, for leading the way with another creative technological innovation. May such developments help spread useful information far and wide, while preserving such valued resources as our Earth's forests at the same time.
Malawian president pardons gay couple. Following a conversation with United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Saturday, May 29, President Bingu wa Mutharika announced that he was pardoning the two men on humanitarian grounds. The two, who had been detained since December 2009, were recently sentenced to 14 years hard labor. Secretary General Ban later addressed the Malawian Parliament, where he encouraged a change in laws that criminalize citizens based on sexual orientation alone. We thank Your Excellency, President Mutharika, for your courageous act of clemency, and convey our appreciation also to Secretary General Ban for his encouragement of tolerance. Wishing the two men a safe and happy homecoming as we look forward to the day when respect prevails for all lifestyles and beliefs worldwide.
American actors Dennis Hopper and Gary Coleman remembered. Over the weekend, the world received news that two beloved American actors had passed away. Two-time Oscar Award-nominated actor Dennis Hopper passed on at age 74. Throughout his acting career of nearly six decades, Mr. Hopper earned a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his cinematic roles alongside screen legends like James Dean and Jack Nicholson in movies such as Easy Rider, Hoosiers, and Speed. He also acted in over 140 television episodes and was known as an accomplished photographer. Also last week on Friday, May 28th, the world was saddened by the loss of Gary Coleman, who passed away at the young age of 42. As a promising child star of his time, Mr. Coleman was best known for his role as the beloved Arnold Jackson on the widely popular American television comedy Different Strokes. We send our condolences to the families and many friends of Mr. Dennis Hopper and Mr. Gary Coleman, whose stars continue to shine in the hearts of many. May their souls rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love and light.
Save our planet. Record intense storm season predicted in Atlantic region. According to the top U.S. government weather agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, this year's hurricane season, which commences June 1st, may contain as many as 23 named storms, with up to 8 that would likely to develop into hurricanes, with winds that could reach a dangerous 178 kilometers per hour.
This would make the 2010 Atlantic hurricane season one of the most active ever documented, similar to the year 2005, during which there was a record of 28 storms, including Hurricane Katrina, which claimed over 1,800 lives and devastated a major city. Such a forecast describes not only the increased frequency, but also the intensity of storms in the U.S., which scientists say is fueled by heated oceans due to global warming. Meanwhile, government officials also warned the storms could exacerbate the damage already being inflicted by the large oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, possibly pushing the oil farther onshore to areas of Mississippi and Alabama.
We appreciate your insightful forecasts, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists, as we pray for everyone's protection through adequate preparations. More importantly, may such an ominous forecast of extreme weather events be averted through our greater efforts towards sustainable living.
During a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed with concern such a pattern of stronger, more frequent storms while calling for a proper solution.
According to researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology, United States of America, worldwide, the number of the most destructive Category 4 and 5 hurricanes doubled over the past 35 years. Category 5 storms yield the highest level of destruction in major cities. Their intensity and duration also increased by 75% since the 1970s. One of these storms whose effects can still be seen and felt was the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, which devastated especially areas of New Orleans. With people who are still recovering their homes and their lives today. I am so sorry the American people have had to suffer through such tragedies. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. So, to solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do. Right? Yes, be vegan.
Save our planet. An 8-year drought, the worst on record for 120 years, continues in northern Wisconsin, USA, which is drying up lakes as well as bogs, swamps, and wetlands, thus increasing the risk of fire.
Save our planet. Sudanese delegates sign an agreement with French solar Euromed company to build concentrated solar plants in each of the three Darfur states, with expected returns of 2,000 megawatts of clean electricity to supply the region.
Save our planet. A new study published in the Journal Biological Conservation Ocean forecasts a sudden drastic decline in polar bears due to climate change, as they bear fewer young and past survival tipping points with the disappearance of their sea ice habitat.
Save our planet. Having not been seen for a quarter century, the rare Madagascan Alautra grebe is now yet another species being declared extinct, due in part to humans' introduction of carnivorous fish along with the use of fishing nets that caught and drowned the birds.
Warning news. Although it is illegal to sell meat with E. coli 0157H7 in the U.S., six rare forms of the toxic intestinal bacteria originating from the livestock industry, which are not outlawed, are posing threats to public health, having recently caused kidney failure in three teens.
Hi, I'm Kiki the Capybara, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I'd like to share a tip about finding a suitable toy for your sweet canine friend. The play object should not be small enough that it can be swallowed, and not too big, making it difficult for your animal companion to pick up. It is good if it is made out of sturdy materials to withstand chewing. Some examples are braided ropes and specially designed rubber balls. An animal companion store clerk may help you choose the perfect one. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. New Zealand agrees to a United Nations Indigenous Equality Proclamation. New Zealand's Minister of Māori Affairs, the Honourable Dr. Peter Sharples, announced the nation's support of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This UN statement safeguards the liberties of over 370 million native peoples around the globe. The Honourable Dr. Sharples said, "It recognises the rights of Indigenous peoples to self-determination, to maintain their own languages and cultures, to protect their natural and cultural heritage, and manage their own affairs. Our heartfelt gratitude, the Honourable Dr. Peter Sharples and New Zealand, for your wise decision. May all Indigenous people flourish in dignity and plentitude and continue to enrich our world for eons to come."
In health news, drinking fruit juice is linked to a better diet. Compared to those opting for other beverages, children between the ages of 2 and 5 who drank pure juice were shown to have significantly higher absorption of vitamin C, potassium, and magnesium. They also had notably lower consumption of added sugars. In addition, it was demonstrated that young people aged between 6 and 12 years who drank the delicious beverage had increased intakes of key vitamins and minerals, as well as dietary fibers. The study was done by American researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine in Texas and the Louisiana State University, or LSU, using a U.S. 3-year National Health and Nutrition Examination survey. Dr. Carol O'Neill, a professor of dietetics at LSU, said 100% fruit juice plays an important role in the diets of children and teens, supplying important nutrients during a key period of growth and development. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Carol O'Neill, and other participating scientists for highlighting some of the wonderful benefits fruits offer. May we continue to look to the plant-based world to create a healthy world for all. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Doctors for You, an Indian nonprofit that provides free medicines to people in need. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more wonderful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Indian organisation that trains medical teams in remote areas to continue the work of helping many.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Doctors for You is an Indian organisation dedicated to providing quality healthcare and education to citizens of the nation. With offices in Delhi and Mumbai, the non-profit quickly sends medical relief teams to areas affected by natural disasters, setting up vaccination camps in order to protect many people from the spread of diseases is another important endeavour of the group.
Doctors for You trains and supervises staff in various remote parts of the country. In this way, after the team leaves, the local people will be able to carry on with the work. Other areas that are focused on include collecting and sharing health-related data with other relevant organizations, distribution of free medicines, and supporting blood donation drives and anti-tobacco campaigns.
Dr. Ravikant Singh, one of the volunteer physicians of Doctors for You, was honoured with the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, or SAARC Youth Award 2009, for his valuable service during and after the 2008 to 2009 Bihar floods. He became the first Indian to be recognised by this prestigious award. Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Ravikant Singh and Doctors for You. Heaven bless your laudable work. May all citizens of great India thrive evermore in health and happiness on a sustainable planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Indonesian entitled Chess Dog.
Seorang pria mengunjungi temannya dan takjub melihatnya bermain catur dengan anjingnya. Untuk beberapa saat, dia tercengang melihat permainan itu. Aku nyaris tak percaya dengan apa yang kulihat, serunya. Itu anjing terpintar yang pernah kutemui.
Dia tidak begitu pintar, jawab temannya. Aku telah mengalahkan dia 3 kali dari 5 permainan.
And now, for our viewers' heartline.
I hope that we can be together for the coming of a true golden age. May you be blessed with abundant health, peace, joy, laughter, prosperity, and happiness. Thank you, Allah, for your love and the blessing. Kanji from Kobe, Japan.
Elevated Kanji, your beautiful wishes are much appreciated. We too pray that a golden age on earth is soon coming, with all beings extending love and kindness to one another. May great blessings of the Providence be with you and the warm-hearted residents of charming Kobe.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated by pure thoughts and caring actions.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a U.S. policy change announced by President Barack Obama, 830 men formerly detained in Afghanistan's Bagram prison have been granted access to lawyers as well as vocational training, with a quarter being released since January.
China introduces the world's fastest high-speed train, which can achieve speeds of 380 kilometers per hour, with launch of a new line traveling between Beijing and Shanghai, planned for 2011.
In Coyoacan, Mexico, a collection of 122 votive paintings dating back to the 18th century that convey stories of thanks to God are being displayed for the first time at the National Museum of Interventions.
To improve the health of Gazan residents, the Palestinian Authority sends 15 truckloads of medical supplies, including materials to treat longer-term conditions such as diabetes and heart disease.
In the central square of Zugdidi, Georgia, singers such as Frances Jane Birkin and Senegalese Youssef N'Dour hold a concert to benefit and show solidarity with displaced Georgians who had to flee their homes in Abkhazia and South Ossetia provinces.
U.S.-based ABC News Network reports that the Vegan Before Six diet, originally inspired by food journalist Mark Bittman, as eating only whole plant foods during the day, is gaining popularity across the U.S. for its benefits to health and the environment.
In a project sponsored by South Africa and carried out by the New Economic Partnership of Africa's Development, the historic city of Timbuktu in Mali launches a new document center to preserve some 700,000 ancient manuscripts.
A team of Australian and U.S. scientists have created the world's smallest electronic switch measuring just a few atoms, which is capable of making calculations millions of times faster than current devices.
Following a ruling by Israel's Supreme Court, a 15-kilometer route through the West Bank between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv has reopened to Palestinians for the first time since 2002.
Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announces that starting in July, transit travelers from Sri Lanka, Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh can visit Malaysia visa-free.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.